Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Michigan Radio's The Environment Report just wrapped up a week-long series called Michigan's Silent Poison. Reporter Rebecca Williams worked in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the public radio show Reveal, exploring the problem of arsenic in well water. Rebecca Williams is here with us again. Rebecca, recap for us just what you learned through your reporting.
In Michigan, we have a serious arsenic problem in private wells. Arsenic causes cancer, and it's been linked to a number of other serious health problems. And if you're on city water, there are federal standards that limit the amount of arsenic in the water. But if you're on a private well, there are no standards like that. So what's important to know is that the Thumb region of Michigan has some of the highest arsenic levels in the state in private wells. There are wells with 5, 10, even 20 times the amount of arsenic that's considered acceptable for public water sources by the EPA. And Oakland, Washtenaw, and Ingham counties are also among those that have higher arsenic levels. So one of the things that we looked at is whose job is it to make sure that people know about this?
Rebecca, as you were putting this series together, you made several attempts to speak with someone from the Michigan Department of Community Health and really didn't get anywhere. After the series aired, we heard from the DCH, and they said they would make an expert available to speak. The expert they recommended joins us now. Jennifer Gray is a toxicologist with the Michigan Department of Community Health. Thank you for joining us today, Jennifer.
Thank you for asking.
Well, Rebecca, I know that your reporting really led to a lot of questions, so let me invite you to take some time now that we have with Jennifer and see if you can get some of these questions sorted out.
Well, Jennifer, I wanted to ask you, the EPA put out a draft report on cancer risks from arsenic in 2008, and in that report they said that arsenic is 17 times more potent as a carcinogen than previously thought. Given that information, what is the state's responsibility to make sure that people know that they should test their wells for arsenic?
So I guess I'm going to answer a little bit of a different question than you're asking, because the Michigan Department of Community Health doesn't have any drinking water program for that. It's handled under local health departments, and public water supplies, of course, are under the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. In terms of informing people of locations with higher arsenic, that is one thing that we do in our regular site assessment work when we do have information about areas that could have higher arsenic. We do want people to know that information, and we do encourage people to work with their local health departments on getting their private wells tested, both for arsenic and any other contaminants or chemicals that happen to be an issue in their area that their local health departments can assist them with.
There was a burst of attention about a decade ago when awareness of arsenic in Michigan first surfaced and when the EPA reduced how much arsenic could be in drinking water. But it seems that in our reporting that awareness of high arsenic levels in Michigan has really fallen off the radar for a lot of people. Why do you think that is?
Honestly, I couldn't answer that. There are a lot of local health departments that when they do have newer wells or put in that they do have arsenic testing done. Other places do have laws about property transfers. And again, we certainly notify people when we do have the data from their area that there could be an arsenic issue.
Well, and Jennifer, you mentioned the differences in local health departments, and you're right about that, but I found that really they vary really widely, especially in these high arsenic counties in terms of how they handle the issue. Some counties, as you mentioned, do have point-of-sale programs, and some require testing of new wells, but there are others, like Lapeer and Genesee, where arsenic levels can be especially high that don't require any testing. Why does this responsibility fall to county health departments that might have a lack of funds or lack of people to address this?
You know, and I'm sorry about this question. I have no idea what the transfer was of authority for drinking water through the DEQ back when it did happen. So I really, this is beyond what I could answer, because the private wells did get moved over to the local health departments.
One of the things that was brought up to me by a county health official was that we have a radon awareness month in Michigan in January, but we don't have anything like that for arsenic. Why do you think that is?
That is another excellent question. We don't really have a statewide outreach program. I don't know if it's because of that or not. Again, I'm sorry, this is beyond my area.
Would that something like that, do you think, Jennifer, does a public outreach awareness like that say, hey, it's Arsenic Awareness Month, would an effort like that by the state really making a big push, and would that make a difference, do you think?
And again, I'm sorry, I'm just a toxicologist, so in terms of an outreach month and the effectiveness of notifying the public on that, I've never seen any statistics on other programs, so I'm not going to be able to answer that question.
One of the things that a number of local county health department officials told us is that they would like the state to take more of a leadership role when it comes to arsenic, and I guess I'd like to ask you, from your point of view as a toxicologist, are there any changes you would like to see your agency making going forward?
Oh, I'm sorry again. You're asking a toxicologist in the department. I'm not one of the policy people. So that's, again, really beyond my area.
As a toxicologist, Jennifer, how concerned do you believe that people in Michigan should be about that presence of arsenic in their water?
So for people who do have private wells and they may have not been tested, it is important for people to get their wells tested, whether they're in an area with higher arsenic or whether they're in an area that may have other chemicals of concern. So it is important that people be aware of that and get the necessary testing so they do know what's in their private water.
Is there anything else you want people to really grasp about this? I guess, are there things you can tell people, speaking as a toxicologist, to really bring home the importance of following through with this and this knowledge because of what arsenic could do?
Well, arsenic has been linked to the development of cancer, several different types of cancer, and if they do know that their wells are higher, there are systems that can be put in place that will greatly reduce their exposure to arsenic. And so that would be beneficial for their long-term health.
And Rebecca, I know in your reporting you found places and resources that people can go to MichiganRadio.org and go to the Environment Report and find out, for example, if somebody wants to have mom's water tested, there are places to do that and you steer people to that?
That's right. There's all kinds of information on our website.
Jennifer Gray is a toxicologist with the Michigan Department of Community Health, and Rebecca Williams is with Michigan Radio's The Environment Report. And I want to thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you.